Substitute motion passes. Oh,
Ron, I would like to ask that the people who voted on this, who abstained, perhaps they may want to reconsider before we...
Point of parliamentary inquiry.
Mr. Chair, you know that's
what?
Not right.
Really?
Now, let's not go there.
Inquiry.
Really?
To Mr. Tate.
I was not asked how I voted, so this vote cannot be closed.
Well, yeah, you can vote, but you don't have to open it up for other folks to change their votes.
Okay, we voted. We have a result. I'm just informing people. Is this transparency? Okay.
I'm informing people that they have the right to change their
parliamentary inquiry, Chair.
Before the vote is
announced.
What is your parliamentary inquiry?
I'd like to ask Mr. Tatum if, in the world like that, trying to, when the vote's 11 yes, 8 no's, and trying to poison, I believe it's poisoning the well, in regards to asking to pull the abstentions so they could possibly change their vote. I think that's very unethical.
It could be voting intimidation in some circles.
Okay.
Mr. Locke, you are out of order.
Yeah. You're out of order,
Mr.
You're out of order for what you just did, so you have no standing on this.
Okay, Alex, as chair, do you wish to vote?
Hold on. I would like to get Mr. Tatum to respond first.
Wow.
Yes, I just unmuted. There is a. An alternative that probably the chair has not thought of. Anybody that votes yes on a motion that passed can move to reconsider the vote at a later time. That's his only option. You can't get people to change their vote on this vote, but there is a way to reconsider the vote at a later time.
Okay, thank you. This is the secretary. The vote currently is 11 yes, 8 no, 2 abstentions. Alex, as chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I'll vote yes.
Oh!
Could you please mute yourself? There's a lot of background noise. I mean, Alex, I am so shocked at this behavior. That is...
Okay. So the final vote...
You were warned. You were warned.
The final vote is 12 yes, 8 no, 2 abstentions. The amendment passes. The substitute motion passes.
Okay.
A request for information, Chair?
What is your request for information?
Grace, can you restate the tally, please?
Okay. The tally is, this is Chris Corey's substitute motion, 12 yes, 8 no, 2 abstentions. That's with Alex's yes vote. Is that correct, Alex?
That's correct.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Secretary.
Nancy, with a request for information.
What is your request, Nancy?
So now are we going to vote on the main motion?
We do have to vote on the main motion, of course.
Request for information, Chair.
What is your request for information?
Could you please restate the essence of what we're voting for? What is a yes and what is a no, please?
We're voting to accept the audit.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. I believe that when a substitute motion is voted on.
Yeah.
Okay, then we have to vote on the motion, the substitute motion as the main motion. Is that correct?
Eileen, do you have something to say here?
We have to vote on the main motion before
anything else.
I can't hear you.
We have to vote on the main motion.
Yes, I know.
You said voting to accept the audit. I think we need to vote on this motion of Chris's, his main motion.
Point of order, Chair?
Oh, yes, you're correct. I forgot there were two amendments. You're right.
Point of order, Chair?
No, that was a substitute.
We still have to vote on your motion
as amended.
Point of order, Chair?
Which is Eileen's.
Hmm? What is my what?
Chair, can I have my point of order?
Yeah, what is your point of order?
My point of order is so just so it be part of the record that accepting the audit as amended. This way the secretary could record it.
Pardon me? Okay. As the secretary, there was a substitute. Chris Corey put forward a substitute to his own main motion. The substitute motion passed. Now it substitutes for the main motion to vote on it as the main motion now. The same motion.
That's correct. Thank you, Secretary.
We have to vote on it again.
I'm sorry, I got knocked off.
Mr. Chair, do you know where we are?
We have to vote on the on Chris Corey's motion as amended. Correct.
As substitute, yes. Okay.
We already voted on that.
Another question.
Who's that?
Nancy with a request for information.
Yes, Nancy. What is your request for information?
My question is, wasn't Chris Corey's motion to notate the audit, not to accept the audit, but was to add a note to the audit?
That's correct. Yeah.
So we're not voting on the audit yet, right?
No, not yet.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got that information. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And it was not to audit, it was to accept the auditor's suggested note.
Okay, so basically we're voting on the same thing we just voted on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, we have Chris read it again.
Chris,
I'm trying to find it in the stream, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That the auditor footnote the audit to clarify the NACPON transaction in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles.
Okay. Madam Secretary, could you please take the roll?
Okay. Grace Aaron, no. Chris Collier, or I'm sorry, Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay, Chris Corey?
Yes.
All right. Vanessa Jason Briggs?
Pass.
Okay, Linda Napoli?
Yes.
Okay, Jan Goodman? Jan Goodman, I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, yes.
Okay. Heather Gray?
Well,
pardon me?
I'll pass.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
All right. Wally James?
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lorick? Ron Pinchback?
Excuse me, we're voting on motion as amended.
The same thing we just voted on. We're voting on it as the main motion.
I'll pass.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay, Sandra Rowland?
Yes.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay, Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay, Eileen Rosen?
No.
Okay, James Sagerton?
No.
Okay, Nancy Sorden?
No.
Okay, Polina Vasiliev?
Abstain.
Okay, Tom Voorhees?
Passed.
Okay. Vanessa Jason Briggs?
sorry, no.
Okay. Heather Gray?
I'm sorry, I'll vote no.
Okay. Dwayne Lark? Dwayne Lark, I can't hear you.
I vote yes.
Ron Pinchback, you passed?
Dwayne Lark votes yes.
Okay, Ron Pinchback, you passed?
Vote no.
Okay. Tom Voorhees, you passed?
I'll go no.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to count this up.
You didn't call me. Turner, Andrea.
Oh, Andrea Turner. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Andrea Turner.
Yeah, and I'm voting yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
sorry,
you.
I missed you. Okay, I'm going to count this up now. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, yes. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 no's and 1 abstention. So it's 11 yes, 9 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote no.
Okay. So the motion passes, 11 yes, 10 no, 1 abstention.
Okay, we now have to vote on the audit itself as amended. And this does mean it will go back to the audit committee.
I don't think it does necessarily.
Okay, a point of order. I believe we'll probably ask the auditor what's appropriate. Mr. Chair, if that's okay. Okay, so
this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, and I just want to point out that the bylaws allow for unanimous vote by email. And since the audit committee had already voted it unanimously, then the chances are good that you could do that by email and not have to notice a new meeting of the audit committee.
Okay, so we're going to, Mr. Chair, do you want me to take the roll on the audit as amended?
Yes.
Okay, Grace Aaron votes yes. Or do you want to ask if there are any objections?
Sure, yeah. Are there any objections? Okay. So, seeing no objections, the motion is passed as amended.
Thank you.
Okay. So I believe the next item is Dwayne Lark's motion. Is that correct?
I believe that's correct, Chair. And what's the time?
Okay. What's the time for it? I don't know. What is the time for it?
I forgot to put a time on the agenda for it. Sorry.
I recommend 15 minutes.
Okay, so being that the chair and the vice chair are on opposite sides of this one, I think I would like to ask someone else on the board to chair this part of the meeting. And anybody can volunteer.
Mr. Chair, Lawrence, how much time did you suggest?
15 minutes, Grace.
15 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, who would like to volunteer to chair this part of the meeting?
The chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to make a suggestion.
What is your suggestion, Lawrence?
I suggest that Nancy Sullivan chair this part of the meeting.
Nancy, is that okay with you?
I
Mute it, Nancy.
I nominate Paulina.
Okay. Paulina is having technical problems, though.
Well, let's see. Do you hear me? This is Paulina.
I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay, good. I'll accept. I would rather see Nancy as well, but if Nancy is not accepting, I'll accept.
I'm accepting tonight. Thank you, though. Some other time. I'm not able to tonight. Thank you.
Okay. Are you okay with that, Paulina?
Yes, I am. I'm just pulling up the agenda again so I can read.
Let me just make sure.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, let's see if there are any objections.
No objections from anybody else. Does anybody object to Paulina chairing this part of the meeting? Okay, thank you, Paulina. Your turn.
Okay. Well, why don't we then have the proponent of the motion read it, please, and motivate it as well. Go ahead, Mr. Lark.
This is Dwayne Lark, representative of the station KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston. My motion is as follows. Whereas the creation of the management team was inconsistent with the prohibition of an executive committee by the bylaws, whereas the experiment has acted in effect as an executive committee, the bylaws clearly defines a coordinating committee. Therefore, in order to restore compliance with our bylaws, I, Dwayne Lark, therefore move that the management committee be abolished effective immediately. I'd like to motivate.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let me start off by saying that I have been around when the management team was created and I voted against it. I have further been around to be part of the management team, so I think I come with a very keen perspective. I believe that if you look at Article 8, and I always encourage members to reread the bylaws from time to time. Those who haven't read it, certainly you're at a disadvantage. But Article 8 of our bylaws states that in addition to the LSBs for each of the foundation's radio stations, the board of directors shall also have the following standing committees. A, foremost, up front, a coordinating committee, which shall coordinate board activities between meetings, which committee shall include as members all foundation officers, consistent with the management team concept, and at least one director from each radio station area, inconsistent with the management team concept, but shall not include any non-director LSB delegates. Provided, however, that the coordinating committee shall be considered, and I want to repeat that. Provided, however, that the coordinating committee shall not be considered an executive committee, and shall not exercise any powers of the board without board approval. And then it goes on to articulate the other, Article 8 goes on to articulate the other, standing committees.
Mr. Lark, let me interrupt you for a second. Timer, can we, know the time for this intervention? Mr. Lark had 90.
No, we tend to give I want more than 90 seconds to make this point because I can't make my argument in 90 seconds.
Okay, in that case, go ahead, 60 seconds.
I move that I have 3 minutes to additional to make this point.
Actually, I would like to address the parliamentarian. This is Paulina.
I second it.
Mr. Tatum, did we need a second? Yes, what's your point of order?
Lawrence, point of order, Paulina.
I was addressing the parliamentarian. What's your point of order?
Justice Lawrence is the opponent to the motion, which will be Alex, have equal time. Thank you.
Okay, so if there's, is it a motion then, so that Mr. Dwayne Lark be given, 3 minutes
motion,
total? Did we say
the
that?
Motion was second. An additional 3 minutes.
Right.
So by your estimation.
An additional 3 minutes.
I've had,
but that would be
4 minutes for Alex, because I've spoken
right,
for about
four and a half,
seconds.
Correct. Okay, well. Sure. I will rule. Actually, I don't have to rule because I would actually have to ask if are there any objections to giving Dwayne extra 3 minutes and then giving Alex equal time. The motion's on the floor. Hearing no objections, the motion passes. Dwayne, go ahead. You have 3 minutes. Alex will have equal time afterwards. Go ahead.
Okay, it's been cited by an opponent of this motion that the bylaws do not prohibit an executive committee. I'll read it to you again. Shall not be considered an executive committee. Now, I don't know how you can write anything more clear that the intent of the members who made these bylaws was that they didn't believe we should have an executive committee. It's my argument, having been serving for the last year in the management team, is that, in fact, it is serving as the committee. Yes, the argument will be made that they've not made any decisions, but let's just be clear. When this motion was made, the concept was that we've got a green ED that don't know his or her way around the foundation, is going to need some type of tutelage, some type of OJT. Well, that's certainly not the case with Lydia. And what I believe is that anyone on the management team currently who is an officer within the coordinating committee would be able to offer themselves at the same level. They would be able to do the same amount of work and acknowledge the work that they've done. Acknowledging the work that Grace has done as secretary to assist in getting some of the things done that this IED has been able to accomplish. There's nothing which would stop her from doing that. But this whole concept of management team in the face of what I've just read to you in the bylaws is unnecessary. It is exclusive. And the coordinating committee would be more inclusive, as I've just articulated to you. So it's nothing personal. In fact, there is some advantage of having a management team, especially if you're in it. Not much if you're not. And I will admit that if we configure and maintain a coordinating committee as it is articulated in our bylaws, we will have the same effect. We just won't be violating the bylaws. So I urge you to disband this operation, which I was not in support of in the first place. Now that I've had an opportunity to see how it works and how deficient it can be and how inconsistent it is with our bylaws, I ask you and I urge you to vote to disband it and resurrect the coordinating committee.
Thank you, Mr. Lark. Mr. Steinberg.
Okay.
And also timekeeper, can you time 4 minutes and 30 seconds, please? Actually, no. It would be... Yeah,
yes, Dwayne stopped with about 30 seconds left. I'm following, yes.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Is it possible for anyone else to be?
I don't think I'm going to need that time that you're so generously offering me. I just want to make a couple of points. Number one, whether you think the bylaws don't allow an executive committee or not is really kind of irrelevant. The only relevant question is the management team an executive committee? If it is, then you should be able to point to some motions we passed between P&B meetings. You should be able to point to some obligation we forced on Pacifica between P&B meetings. There are none. We did not take any action that the board would have taken between meetings, and that's the definition of an executive committee. It's a smaller subgroup of the board of directors that is allowed to act on behalf of the board of directors between meetings. We don't do that. What do we do? We discuss issues with the executive director. We discuss the agenda. Sometimes we, through that discussion, we get a better feeling both for where the executive director wants to go, and the executive director, I think, gets a better feeling for where we want to go. It's just a way of, you know, having a better discussion between us and the executive director. If you get rid of the management committee, those discussions will continue to go on. They're just going to go on in a more informal manner. I think it's probably better to have them in a more formal manner, and I was proposing that in the future that we have regularly scheduled management team meetings, and we have like a report out of some sort of each of these meetings so that the board members know exactly what we were discussing. And that's really about it. I would like to hear Lydia's opinion about whether she thinks the management team has been useful or not. As far as I'm concerned, I think it's been very useful. I think Grace agrees with me on that. I'm sorry Dwayne has not found it useful, but so it goes.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex. One second. And nobody's been recognized, please.
This is Lydia to the stack.
Thank you, Lydia. Lawrence, I got you, Lawrence. Lydia, Lawrence. It's customary to take two for and two against when arguing for a motion. Isn't that right? But since we already have a stack for me, not in this case.
Yeah. Okay, then I will follow the stack. Point of inquiry.
What's your point of inquiry, Andrea?
How many persons participate on this coordinating committee, the exec committee? Who are the main
The officers of the board. So it would be the chair, the vice chair, the secretary, and the treasurer, correct? Yes.
You're talking about three people? So
Four. Lydia. Okay. Lady.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Thank you.
Lydia, you go ahead, Lydia, you have the floor.
Yes, as a member of the management team. Okay, so I wasn't here when the management team was formed, obviously, and certainly at the beginning, in particular, I found it to be valuable because I left in 17, so there was a lot to catch up on, and I knew about the conflicts that had occurred, but really not much because somehow my membership had left off the my email address, my membership at KPFK, so I always have to ask for a ballot. But nevertheless, so I missed that whole episode. So I wasn't tainted with that, shall we say. However, I did really need to catch up on motions, on records, on all kinds of things that had happened, major shifts that happened, certainly. And then in order to facilitate the change, like from Berkeley to LA as the office, in keeping with the Articles of Incorporation, it required an awful lot of certified motions from the secretary and so forth. And I found Grace to be enormously helpful, as I did Alex. I mean, I worked well with all of them. However, what I have found increasingly is the fact that because I have the history of having served on the coordinating committee for most of the time that I have served on the board in the past, the usefulness of it is the fact that you have representatives from the other stations as well. And what that means is that you have buy-in into the issues that are coming up on the agenda because you get to hear additional perspectives, and I think it minimizes a lot of the debate for what's going to be on the agenda when we're into agenda approval. One of the issues was like tonight in terms of the order of things and so on and so forth, which just if you have more people, you have more of that input and less of the acrimony, and you can not have as much of the accusations of how things have been placed on the agenda. It's done by a committee that is in the bylaws, that is in open session, for open session items, obviously, for everyone to hear. So, like, all of the directors could listen to it, and if the coordinating committee comes up with something that they think their particular committee they sit on should be on the agenda instead, they would email us right away. So you have more of a lead time to come up with a more inclusive agenda. So that actually is part of my reasoning. I would not, this week alone, this will be my fourth night on meetings for Pacifica. If you get like a new executive director who is not acclimated to the culture of Pacifica, and even if you have someone like me who is, I mean, are you kidding me? They all have families, they have to eat dinner, they're not all on a diet, and it's unsustainable for one thing. So, and one of the meetings this week was for the management committee. I don't expect that the coordinating committee, it never did before, met that often. On the other hand, we never had this many PMB meetings. But nevertheless, the point is that it's more inclusive, more transparent, and whatever. Not that anything nefarious was going on. I'm not suggesting that at all. I just think we need to populate the coordinating committee, have it active. And it would include, you know, the same people basically, except that it would add a few more directors to it, and it would be in official open session. So I do support that. But I have nothing bad to say, except it was one more night out of my week in terms of the management committee. I have nothing, negative to say. I just always prefer as much transparency and sharing stuff, because you get buy-in into what, you know, I might recommend. You have more people giving ideas to that. So I suggest we go to coordinating instead of management team. Mm-hmm. But it did serve a purpose.
Thank you, Lydia.
Pauline,
Lawrence is next in the stack. Yes,
this is Grace with a point of information.
Go ahead, Grace. What's your point?
A request for information. I sent around the original motion that passed on the management team. Dwayne's motion to eliminate the management team is basically, it should be stated as a motion to rescind the original management team motion. However, there is a section of the management team motion, I'll read it to you, one sentence. It says, until such time as our financial situation improves significantly, any expenditure of $5,000 or more must be approved by the full PNB. Okay, is this also going to be eliminated? In other words, is Dwayne's motion going to eliminate that stricture that all expenditures of over $5,000 must be approved by the full PNB? That's part of the management team motion.
I could answer that. Stack.
Lawrence, you have the floor. You are next on this.
Thank you, Chair. Okay. So, I voted against that motion that Grace is talking about. The bottom, and I, with all due respect to my friends Grace and Alex, I'm going to vote to support this motion for the following reasons. There have been times when the management team, in particular, Alex and Grace, have sprung things on the board that was unnecessary. Long motions, and it was until the parliamentarian admonished them that they cannot make motions when all of a sudden they asked directors to make motions. Those motions that came out of the management team. I think this is too cumbersome. As it stands right now, Lydia is very transparent. She comes to the board with any kind of expenses. She comes to the board. I'm sure Lydia will come to the board if there's a $5,000 expenditure. That's so I would encourage my colleagues to support this motion and reinstate the coordinating committee, which was very important. and it has directors from all stations, and I believe the affiliates have a seat at the table too. So I
90 seconds.
Thank you. I just need 10 more seconds. So I was on a coordinating committee many, many years ago, and it was a very effective committee. In fact, I was on the coordinating committee with Lydia back in the day. So it's a very effective committee, and it needs to be instituted. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Grace. This is Grace. I did not get my
Chair, you have 3 minutes left on the clock.
Request for information answered.
That's right.
If this is a
I just answered it.
Lawrence, you haven't been recognized. Lawrence, you need to question.
This should be stated, if it's a motion to rescind the entire management team motion, Lawrence, you did not put that motion forward. It's not stated in the motion that the entire management team motion would be rescinded. I would request that somebody read the original management team motion. I'd like to also state that I sent everybody the motion, and you did vote in favor of it when it originally passed, Lawrence. It passed by 12 yes, 3 no's, and 4 abstentions.
Well, this is a new motion.
Madam Chair, point of order. Point of order, Madam Chair.
It does not need to be rescinded.
Okay, I'd like to know from the parliamentarian. It's a parliamentarian question.
There was a point of order, Grace. Can you wait? Yes, please, Grace, if you can hold up. First, I'll go to Duane's point of order. Go ahead, Duane.
Well, first off, this is not a parliamentary issue. Anyone who knows anything about Robert Rules of Order and know anything about parliamentary procedures know that this is a fresh motion. It is abolishing something. As the parliamentarian loves to say, the board can do anything it wants to do. I don't agree with that, because that's why you have rules in place. That would take an amendment to the bylaws, and that's a whole lot of other additional things, which this should have gone through in the first place. Since I've read and read and read to you, it is not articulated in our bylaws. But this is a fresh motion, and it doesn't require this threshold that Grace is trying to create.
Thank you, Duane. Now, I tend to agree with you, but the question remains that Grace brought up. Is this, if this body adopts the motion proposed by you, and I believe, did it get a formal second for the record? Who seconded it?
Madam Chair, would you restate that, please?
I'm asking if somebody seconded your Ralph motion.
Ralph, can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. Yes, I did. Thank you. But going back to what I'm saying, and this is important, what Grace is bringing up to our attention is important for us to pay attention to. As in,
your phone is bad.
Your motion, it's not going to affect the previous motion still in effect that requires the interim executive director to consult with the national board for expenditures over $5,000. Is that correct, Mr. Locke?
Point of order, Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Lawrence. What's your point of order?
My point of order is that this is a fresh motion, so it should be entertained as a new motion. There is no reason to rescind because this is a new motion. And Lydia already is transparent, and she comes to the board with any concerns, and we are out of time, Chair.
Thank you. Would anybody like to extend time if there is a stack? We don't have a stack.
Move to extend by 5 minutes.
Second.
I object, Sabrina.
And that's who? Grace seconded? Okay. Are there any objections to extending by 5 minutes, Sabrina? So there's one objection. Should we go to a vote then? The roll.
I object to Lawrence.
Okay, so we need to vote on extending by 5 minutes. Grace, could you help? Was I heard? We're voting on extending by 5 minutes.
Sure.
Grace Desert, okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Grace.
Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Torrey?
Pass.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Yeah.
All right. Jan Goodman?
Are we just voting on to extend time or not?
Yes.
Oh, so no.
All right. Heather Gray?
No.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Okay. Wally James?
No.
All right. Dwayne Lorick?
No.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
That's fine.
All right. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
No.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
All right. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen? Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. Pass, did you say?
I did.
Okay. James Sagerton?
No.
All right. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay. Andrea Turner? Andrea Turner? You're muted. Andrea Turner?
No. No.
Okay. Okay. Paulina Vasiliev? Oh, I'm sorry. I'll take you last. John Voorhees?
Robin, I want to change my vote to no.
Okay.
This is James. James, I also misstated my vote. I believe I said no. I meant to vote yes.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry. Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yeah, can the issue be restated, please?
It's to extend time on this motion, Dwayne's motion to eliminate the management team. Discussion for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I vote no.
Okay. So we have Chris Corey passed?
No.
Okay. And Eileen Rosen, you passed?
I vote no.
Okay. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 no's. And 7 yeses, 13 no's. Paulina, do you wish to vote?
I'll abstain.
Okay, staying 1. All right, so the extension of time fails.
Did we go to a vote?
I have a point of order. Point of order.
Paulina, your phone isn't working.
Point of order is it?
Point of order is
who has a point of order?
Yes, I believe she's in a wormhole.
Okay, 1 second, let me try again.
The wormhole.
Paulina, this is the parliamentarian. May I speak?
Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah, the motion that's on the floor now is to, Robert calls it, discharge a committee. That's what the motion is called, discharge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take a majority vote. But my point here is that anything that was assigned to the committee also goes out the window if the committee has been discharged. So all of its assignments, I'm glad that Grace brought it up. If they had any assignments, they go out the window too. So that means whatever assignments they had come back to the board to handle.
That's the intent of the motion. Yeah.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Mr. Tatum.
I would like to get some clarification from Mr. Tatum. May I ask Mr. Tatum a follow-up question? Mr. Tatum.
Go ahead, Al.
The motion that is being superseded had a clause in it that any disbursement over $5,000 goes to the full P&B for a vote. Now, are you saying that if we now proceed to vote yes on this discharge of the committee motion, that that particular clause will no longer be operative?
That is correct. If you discharge the committee, everything goes out the window with it. Everything.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I seek to be recognized.
Madam Chair, you cannot take us back.
I will need an extension. I apologize. People are right. We just voted to not to extend time. Is that correct? The only thing that we can do is vote.
Correct.
Yes. So unfortunately, the only thing, there can be no more discussion on this matter. And I believe the only proper way to proceed is to go to a vote. Mr. Tatum, as parliamentarian, can you please confirm that I'm ruling correctly?
You are.
Okay.
I'll bring the $5,000 back.
Madam Secretary, will you take the vote on the main motion?
Yes.
And if we need to read it, repeat it.
Okay, Duane, do you have it in front of me? Can you read it, please?
Yes, just a moment. Whereas the creation of the management team, was inconsistent with the prohibition of an executive committee by the bylaws, whereas the pyramid has acted in effect as an executive committee, the bylaws clearly defines a coordinating committee. Therefore, in order to restore compliance with our bylaws, I, Duane Lark, therefore move that the management committee be abolished, effective immediately. Discharged, as the parliamentarian prefers.
Yes, thank you. Grace, can you take the...
This is Ron with a question.
We're about to go to a vote, but go ahead, Ron.
Just a quick question. This motion, we were talking about the coordinating committee. This motion doesn't address the coordinating committee at all. Is that correct? It's not putting in place, it's not replacing the management committee with a coordinating committee.
Madam Chair, as the motioner, may I respond to that question?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead, Duane.
Ron, the coordinating committee already exists and is authorized in our bylaws, just like any of our standing committees are. So my motion does address it, only to point out that you already have that mechanism, and this one never should have been created on top of it.
May I respond also, Madam Chair?
Yes. Lawrence, point of order. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. We are in the middle of a vote. Plus, bites of the apple when time was not extended. So I think what's in order is to go to the vote.
That's the drowning person.
I appreciate it. Thank you. So let's go ahead and go take the vote.
We do not have a coordinating committee. Nobody volunteered to be part of a coordinating committee.
He's still responding, Madam Chair.
Yes, you know, you're out of order, Alex. I apologize. We have to go to a vote. And we did, the time was not extended, so we need to go to a vote now. Madam Secretary?
Yes. This is on Dwayne's motion, which he just read. Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Yes.
All right. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Pass.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
All right. Jan Goodman? Heather Gray?
Yes. Jan Goodman, yes.
Okay. Heather Gray?
No.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
All right. Wally James?
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lorick?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Yes. Very much so.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
Yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Irene Rosen?
After listening to Lydia, I vote yes.
Okay. James Sagerton?
No.
All right. Nancy Sorden?
Pass.
Nancy
Pass.
Sorden?
Pass.
Pass, okay. Alex Steinberg?
No.
All right. Andrea Turner?
Yes. Andrea?
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, you pass?
No.
Okay. And, Nancy Sorden, you passed?
Yes.
Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, yeses, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 noes. 13 yeses, 8 noes. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Paulina votes yes.
Okay, so this motion passes. 14 yes, 8 noes. Ms. Chair?
I can resume at this point. However, I have some family things I need to attend to, and I would like to ask Mr. Lark if he would mind chairing the meeting from this point on.
Accepted.
Okay.
Accepted. All right.
Go ahead, Mr. Lark.
Okay, thank you.
I have a request for information. This is Grace.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to know, we have the auditor management letter. Is there a time that would be taken up in closed session? Is that time sensitive? I'd like to ask Eileen if it's time sensitive.
Go ahead, Eileen, respond. Eileen, that question was to you.
I think maybe Eileen was knocked off the call.
Okay, well.
Here she is. The question, Eileen, is, The audit management letter?
Yes.
Auditor management letter? Mm-hmm. Is that time sensitive? Do we need to move into closed session?
It's not time sensitive.
Okay. All right. Hearing that, the next item on the agenda is item 4B, I believe it is, the new B, OB, RC, Finance Committee report. James, 5 minutes.
I was led to believe that there would not be a Finance Committee report on this meeting, but I would like to say a couple of things. We have begun the process of...
If you don't have anything to report...
Can you hear me, Dwayne? Dwayne, can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay. I apologize. I got a call coming in. I'm trying to close it out. Okay.
Before you say anything, let me ask the body. Have you been experiencing these gaps in hearing people, or is it just my internet on my iPhone Sprint? Has anyone else been experiencing these gaps of 1 minute, 2 minute, not hearing people?
I think everybody have experienced that, and I know Robin Collier has.
I think that understates that Zoom is not any more superior than Maestro, is one of the points. Go ahead, James.
Okay. I want to say that we started the process of a regular budget process, and we haven't done that for several years, I think as many as 4 years. Since we've done that for various reasons. So now we're getting started on it. I want to urge all members to encourage their general managers to participate in the budget process so we can get a regular budget process going. We did adopt a timeline at the last meeting, so we're on our way. And in addition, in conversations with our ICFO, Anita Sims from NEDA, she has, I met with her and, WBAI's general manager, Bertold Ramers, and we were able to establish a new access for Anita and NEDA to WBAI's bank accounts, a view only access to the bank accounts, not to transfer money, as has been said in some of the extraneous mailings that go around. This is only so that they can view the activity of the bank account and so do the accounting in a current real-time fashion rather than wait for receiving bank statements from the individual stations who sometimes send them, sometimes don't, and don't always send them in a timely manner. This allows them to do their accounting work with a much better flow, reduces the cost to us as the cost is then diminished. There had been a misunderstanding where the general manager of WBI thought that he had given that access to NEDA, but it was in a form that was difficult for them to utilize. So we cleared that up, and I hope it was such an easy thing. We did it in a very short phone call. And I hope that the other stations can start to participate in the same way by giving NEDA that access, and that will aid the flow of the work progress in the accounting going forward, which will speed the audits when it comes time for the audits to be done in the future. And that's all I have. Well, I would like to also say, since it's the first report I've given since I've become the chair of the committee, I would like to thank the outgoing chair, Chris Corey, for his work on the committee. He is continuing to contribute in valuable ways, and I appreciate his past work and anticipate his continued assistance in the future. That's all I have for now.
Okay. Next on the agenda, as printed, is the Governance Committee, Lawrence Reyes.
Thank you, Chair. So, it's going to meet on the 22nd. So I stand by the report I submitted previously as the very last and updated report. We meet on the 22nd at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and we are streamed. And I'm on the agenda again for the COVID-19 task force. And Paulina will be doing that report. Thank you, Paulina, for all your hard work. And James, I'd like to compliment you for reaching out to the LSB's finance committees and visiting them. I thought that was a good touch, and I appreciate it. And I appreciate Chris as well for his hard work throughout the years. Thank you.
Are you yielding the remaining of your time?
Yeah, I'm yielding, and we're out of time for this agenda item, Chair.
Mr. Chair, this is James. My name was just mentioned, and I need to correct something that Lawrence just said.
Okay, just want to be clear that each committee has been allotted 5 minutes. Neither of you used the 5 minutes, so those of you moving forward. Go ahead, James.
Thank you. Lawrence, I had announced my intention to visit all of the different finance committees. I still intend to do that. I did have an appointment to do that with KPFK, and it happened to coincide with a rescheduled WBAI LSB meeting, so I was not able to do that. And I made initial inquiries to do the same thing with Texas, but that also conflicted with other meetings. So I'm still working on that, but the intention is there. So far, the goods are not. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the effort.
And now you get a taste of what all the meetings and coordination IID have to make with 24, so on. So the next person up, if you're finished, Lawrence, I'll give you another opportunity. The next
health
committee was Alex, in Alex's absence. We'll move on. The programming committee, are there any reports from the programming committee?
I can do a brief report. This is Paulina, Chairman.
Well, let me back up a little bit, because Lawrence also was somewhat acting as the, at least the candidate for the personnel committee. I believe Grace was as well. Are there anything the two of you guys want to say about the personnel committee?
Well, that I have something, but I yield to Grace first if she wants.
Okay. Grace, do you have anything to say?
No, I don't.
Okay. Go ahead.
That we're going to have to hold an election soon in order to convene the committee.
Well, would you not also want to report that the committee, Grace and Alex, met with the...
Oh, yeah. Grace and Alex, and I was supposed to also be on the call, but I got the notice too late, and that's on me. But they did meet with Livingston and Associates, and I'll let Grace fill in the rest. Why would your kids need a green light?